It is a curious moment in the UK fenestration market. Across both commercial and domestic segments, the prevailing mood is one of restraint. Reports of a suppressed market are widespread, with businesses describing conditions that remain difficult even as longer-term expectations for the sector continue to attract investment. In commercial work, delayed project starts and rising material costs are creating a drag on activity. In the domestic replacement market, the pattern is different, but the effect is similar. Homeowners are postponing purchasing decisions as they contend with the cost of living crisis and higher energy bills, leaving installers and fabricators to navigate soft demand at the same time as their own input costs continue to climb. That combination is proving difficult to manage. Companies across the market report severe increases in materials costs and say they are struggling to pass those increases on to customers. The result is a sector caught between fragile demand and rising operating pressures, a position that leaves little room for error and limited visibility over when conditions may improve. Set against that, analysts continue to point to a more encouraging medium-term picture. Demand linked to improving the energy efficiency of existing housing stock is expected to support the market, while government plans to increase house building are also seen as a potential driver of future activity. Yet for many operating in the field, those expectations are not yet translating into a tangible uplift in orders or momentum on the ground. That disconnect between sentiment and reality makes the recent pace of investment in the sector all the more striking. Even with trading conditions under pressure, acquisition activity remains high, signaling confidence in the industry's medium and long-term prospects. In a market where current performance may appear subdued, buyers are still willing to commit capital on the basis that underlying fundamentals will reassert themselves over time. ESG Group's acquisition of Euroview is one of the clearest recent examples. Scott Sinden, chief executive of ESG Group, said the deal would expand the group's offer materially. "We're incredibly proud to welcome Euroview into the ESG Group. This acquisition accelerates our strategic growth and delivers a complete commercial glass solution for our customers, encompassing the building envelope through to interior glazing, high-performance insulated glass units, balustrades, and processed interior glass. It's a major milestone and a first of this scale for the UK glass industry." Nordan has also moved to strengthen its UK position through its purchase of Red Systems. Dag Crosslid, chief executive of Nordan Group, framed the move as part of a wider strategy centered on quality, performance, and long-term capability. "Across the Nordan Group, our focus is on maintaining high standards of quality and performance, while continuing to develop our capabilities in line with the needs of our customers and the markets." The investment in Red Systems is a new important step for Nordan in the UK market that brings together complementary expertise and strengthens how we support our customers across the building envelope. Inwido, meanwhile, has accelerated its acquisition program. The group signed 3 strategic acquisitions in the quarter with combined sales of about 825 million Swedish krona and is expanding its UK presence through Fast Frame and Victorian House Window Group. It has also added Sovereign Group to its portfolio. Frederick Müller, president and chief executive of Inwido, said Sovereign was a highly respected company with strong customer relationships and deep expertise in delivering large-scale projects, and described it as an excellent strategic fit for Inwido. There is little sign that this deal activity will slow before the end of the year. Indeed, the logic for further consolidation is clear. For investors, the sector offers opportunity at a point when some businesses may appear undervalued, even as the longer-term outlook remains plausible if expected drivers of demand do eventually emerge. For now, that leaves the UK fenestration market in an unusual position. Trading conditions remain difficult, and confidence in day-to-day activity is fragile. But the willingness of strategic buyers to keep investing suggests that, beneath the current pressures, many still see an industry with stronger prospects than present conditions imply.